This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1932. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 29th, Australia, Loganville, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Guinea, India, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Korea South, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Sikkim, South Sudan, Thailand, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Yard in California reports on 4835. Aussie Radio Australia, May 28th at 1220 UT, was not being heard. No trace of a carrier, and also nothing from All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim, which had been heard recently with serious transmitter problems such as strong hum. However, Fred Voss in South Australia tells us that he was hearing Aussie Radio May 29th at 0745 on 4835. As for the other small Australian station, Ron Hard reports on 4KZ 5055. He was hearing it May 26th between 1048 and 1134 UT with mostly pop songs, including What a Fool Believes, something by Spandau Ballet, commercials at 1100 News, Ad and Sea Conditions, and mentioning being on AM, FM, and shortwave. Very decent signal strength, but up against heavy static, without which it would have been fairly readable. Reach beyond Australia, the successor to HCJB was to make a frequency change. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports the English broadcast daily at 1245 to 13 UT, moving from 9685 to 9690 as of May 26th. However, the day before, May 25th, Harold Sellers in British Columbia was still hearing it on 9685 at 1208 UT. Not yet moved to 9690, but at 1227, they said they would be changing the next day to 9670. Well, that matches further info from Ivo Ivanov, who says the 1115 to 1245 UT segment was moving from 9685 to 9670 in various languages, while the further 15 minutes in English until 13 would be moving to 9690. Ron Howard in California continues to keep track of the stations on 3325 NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, and RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. Both just about the only stations left on shortwave from their countries. On May 24th, he had Bougainville from 1117 until off at 1156. On May 26th, checking at 1141, he was only hearing Indonesia. On May 27th, 1109 until off at 1119, the usual Sunday religious program from Bougainville. May 28th, from 1042 to cut off at 1126, a series of interviews in Pidgin and one in English, closing down earlier than usual, 1200, that is, Bougainville once again. Trenton Military, Canada's flight weather station from Ontario, was crashing again. May 28th, from 0242 to 0255 at several checks, they kept saying, no report received, no report received, no report received over and over from everywhere the stations they are supposed to receive weather reports from, including Clearwater, Greenwood, Gander, Halifax, Calgary, Cold Lake, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Comox, Victoria, Vancouver, and Abbotsford. Furthermore, the modulation was a bit rough. This was on 6754 USB. China Nan, May 27th at 0139, I was surprised to find the CRI relay via Havana on 9580 in Spanish instead of English, talking about the Colombian author Gabriel Garcia Marquez and his appreciation in China. However, the adjacent Albania relay of CRI remained in English on 9570. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Ron Howard in California has picked up again the Guangzhou Coast radio station from China, 17398 USB for its 5-minute Chinese marine weather broadcast starting at 10:59 UT, May 27th. That's something I expect, which can only happen when it's almost summer. Many more anomalies this week from Radio Havana, Cuba, where something's always wrong, but here's one logged by someone else, Heath Hall in Albuquerque. He says, on 23 May, on 6165, from midnight 20 to 0102 UT, he was listening. It started off with a man clearing his throat and speaking for about 3 minutes in Spanish with long pauses. And he moved the microphone. Afterward, there was an open carrier until midnight 56, when there was the abrupt end of Radio Havana in English. And then they came on with another English broadcast after midnight 59. He sent me a clip of it, and it seems to me that this was not a private phone conversation, as Heath was guessing, but from his tone of voice and long pauses and repeating the same text, it seemed to be a studio recording session, as he was trying over and over to get it down without flubs. Presumably it may have been edited later into something coherent if it ever appeared on the air. But of course, this should never have gone on the air. It should never have gone on the feeder to the frequency which is supposed to be off the air before 0100. Some other Cuban anomalies I've noticed this week. It's easy to find them if you're just randomly tuning in, knowing what is supposed to be where. May 24th at 12:48, there were extremely distorted matching parasitic spur blobs out of the 9570 relay of China. These were on 9553 and 9587, approximately. This has been going on for years and used to interfere with Radio Australia. Once again, May 25th at 1400, I found another overlap on 13740, as Radio Havana's Spanish broadcast did not stop until almost 1405, mixing with the CRI English relay, or as they now call it, China Plus. Here's another Leapfrog mixing product, 11900, May 25th at 2351. During that hour on weekdays, Havana is broadcasting its mainstream programming on 12,000 and many other frequencies, and the separate TV soundtrack Mesa Redonda on 11950. So they both are heard mixing together in a horrible combination, 50 kHz lower on 11900. Fortunately, there was no reverse mix audible on 12050, which would have interfered with Radio Católica Mundial. These spur blobs all over the 13 megahertz band still show up unpredictably occasionally, other days none at all. They were there May 29th, checked at 1355 out of the 13700 transmitter. Extremely distorted FM-ish transmission on the spurs, ranging from 13438 to 14039, barely audible at the outskirts, but much stronger closer in at approximately 66 kilohertz intervals around 13634 and 13766, etc. Denmark, in the British DX Club, Harald Kuhl in Germany says on May 22nd around 1330 Zulu, I came across a quite strong AM signal on 5840 from World Music Radio. Amazing for just 100 watts or maybe even just 50 watts following transmitter problems. Very good modulation and nice selection of tropical music, formerly heard only from stations in the tropical bands. My wire antenna was a Windom. Yes, that's Denmark's only shortwave station, but still quite a tough catch in North America. On Friday, May 11th, Alan Rowe in England reported hearing test broadcasts from shortwave radio, as it's called, in Vincent, Germany, on two frequencies, 3975 and 6160, from TuneIn at 2015 UT. He had thought they only had one transmitter, as in the WRTH. I believe I mentioned that before. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria follows up, saying that as of May 22nd, they are scheduled on both transmitters between 16 and 22 UT daily in English, 1 kilowatt each. However, when he checked May 27th, it was only on 3975 at 2030 and not on 6160. Mano Rito of WRTH says the Voice of Greece sent him this schedule for the current season. 9420 at 1907 UT, 323 degrees to Europe and North America, and 9935 from 22 until 04, 288 degrees to Europe and Central America. However, we must point out that this is extremely irregular, often on 9420 only, or on neither during part of those time periods. Still, they play a lot of great music and in a wide variety, so certainly worth listening to if you can hear it. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says the government broadcaster in Guinea-Conakry has gone live online besides 9650 shortwave. It has a new quadrilingual website at www.rtgkoloma.info. It streams live radio and TV, identifies as Radio Guinée parallel to 9650. And he says, it's apparent the station now broadcasts around the clock with no sign-on or sign-off formalities at all at the former times of 06 and midnight UT. A regular jingle with voiceover announcements in French states they broadcast in French, English, and local languages, but no English programming he has observed so far. May 28th at 02:33, I was hearing some South or Southwest Asian music at only S1 to S3 on 11560. But it stood out as the only signal between WEWN 11520 and Cuba 11670. Nothing else from Asia was audible on 25 meters. So kudos to All India Radio Bengaluru for breaking through with its 500 kilowatts at 325 degrees. It starts at 0215 UT in Pashto for Afghanistan and stays on later with Dari, Farsi, and Arabic until 0530. I mentioned RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia earlier along with Bougainville on the code channel 3325, but here's more about RRI from Ron Howard in California. May 26th at 12 UT, he was hearing it with time pips into a relay of Jakarta news ending at 12:27 with the usual playing of the patriotic song Bajimu Negeri. Continues to be the only Indonesian station on shortwave. However, Ron says in past years, RRI Ternate did reactivate for Ramadan on 3344.86, but nothing heard so far this year through May 26th. David Koenig, England, of Interval Signals Online, now reports on the Iranian government broadcaster's new online streaming page. The broadcasting monopoly, IRIB, have installed a slick new interface for accessing radio and TV live online streams. They've long been available, but now they can all be accessed via a single page at live.irib.ir. With buttons on the top right-hand corner giving options for radio or TV streams, categorized into national, provincial, and external services. The embedded player, he says, works very well. Life has just become a little easier for medium wave DXers trying to pin down which of IRIB's many medium wave transmitters they're listening to. Should you wish to hear English news from the Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation, Donny Rosenzweig reports, they've added a news flash. The station is now called Kan, K-A-N, which means here. A five-minute news flash Sunday through Thursday on a live broadcast via satellite to Europe at 0730 UT. A five-minute news bulletin available on demand about 2 hours after the broadcast on the Khan English Facebook page. More details about this in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 18-22, via worldofradio.com. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1932. Also bringing you worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. I cannot render any thanks for financial support this week since nothing new has been received for a few weeks, which could be not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard at Ocean Beach, San Francisco, reports Voice of Freedom. The clandestine from South to North Korea has made another of its frequency changes. Had been on 6045 for a while, but on May 24th, good reception on 5920, 13UT. Clear frequency with no North Korean jamming yet. Also monitored May 26th at 1236, good reception, still no jamming, and the frequency is stable. You may recall last time it was down there, it would drift down to 5917. And May 27th, they were on their Sunday weekend schedule, heard at 1300, with a program whose title translates as Unified Train on a Song at 13UT. More from Ron Howard, this time about Mongolia's domestic service, Mongolian Radio 3 on 4830. May 28th from 1210, he found a nice strong carrier, but no audio. Their other frequency, 4895, remains silent, and 7260, just too much of a mess to differentiate the several stations there. Jim Young in California, he says, also reported hearing it, and he previously heard a carrier on 4830. Ron Howard says May 24th at 1120, past 1228. Radio New Zealand Pacific is not scheduled to make a frequency or antenna change around 12UT. However, May 23rd at 1156, I was listening to 7425 when it dumped off the air for about a semi-minute and resumed amid the same music playing with a weaker signal, so I think they changed antennas. They normally do this for the 11 to 13 UT broadcast, not in the middle of it. There is a frequency change an hour later at 12:58 when they go from 7425 to 5980. The powerful Voice of Nigeria transmitter just below 7255 is aimed sort of westward or northwestward, which is good for us, usually putting a strong signal into North America for the 0600 UT broadcast in Hausa. However, it was missing on May 27th, as sometimes happens. On May 29th, I tuned in at 0548 to hear English on that frequency. Already in progress, it was exactly 7254.932, but it went off after 0553, so I guess they were just tuning up. I rechecked at 0607, however, and they were back on the air, and this time in English instead of Hausa, somebody talking about the economy. The Antichrist, pro-Yahweh, North American pirate, called Station YHWH, continues to be heard just about every evening on 7470. Hart Peterson in Richmond, California says, concerning its possible location, I'm speculating he could be in the Mammoth Lakes area. This is pure speculation on my part, no solid evidence, but based on my general knowledge of this part of California. The area is in the Sierra Nevada at about 8,000 feet elevation, which he has once said where the elevation where he is. It is rural but with basic amenities, and because of the ski area would have year-round access. Few other places in the Sierra would have this combination of characteristics. Just a pure guess pulled out of thin air, which it certainly is, at 8,000 feet. And Art says he was finally hearing YHWH UT Friday, May 25th at 02 to 03 with a pretty good signal. I see a lot of errors in his presentation, but at least he does not have a big audience and presents it without sensationalism, unlike some others, says R. Peterson. By the way, if you're hearing YHWH at 0450 on 7470, listen carefully. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says at least on May 28th, the numbers station he calls E11 Oblique was on 7469, in USB, a good signal in Bulgaria, for 3 minutes starting at 0450. They have some other broadcasts and other frequencies also lasting 3 minutes. Although John of VORW Radio International has several one-hour broadcasts on high-power WRMI and maybe still WBCQ, a pirate station has been relaying him on 6880. I heard this May 27th at 0131. When John was heard identifying and mentioning that his show was relayed the previous week on 6880. The Parrot Station is called the Relay Station. Tom Doerr, a Michigan-area radio enthusiast, also reports this on 6880 AM, starting at 2257 UT, May 19th. The Relay Station replaying VORW International, a very eclectic mix of music. Also on May 20th at 0100, they changed over to a relay of Radio Free Connecticut. And something else after 0220. I've logged a bunch of other pirates on the 6.9 megahertz band. There was quite a lot of activity over the Memorial Day weekend. Read all about them in DX Listening Digest. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden forwards some info about the low-power Norwegian shortwave station Radio Northern Star. If you go to their website, you'll find a 23-page PDF in English with more info than you may have ever needed or wanted. It's northernstar.cc, and look for Northern Star presentation. They have several different services, actually, but the shortwave frequency is 5895. The only non-Bougainville PNG station active is 3260 Radio Madang. May 23rd at 11:38, I was hearing a song at S5, stronger than it used to be, although not strong enough here. Here's a lot more about it from, yes, Ron Howard in California. He says on May 23rd, he was also hearing it with very decent reception from 10:59 to cutoff at 12:01. On May 24th, it was off the air and checked at 11:16. May 26th, it was heard from 11:36 till cutoff at 12:01, mostly pop music. On May 27th, Sunday programs of religious music until cutoff at 12:04. May 28th, 11:28 till cutoff also at 12:04. In Pigeon, playing pop songs such as Glenn Campbell. We're glad to be hearing again from Gianni Serra in Roma, Italia, who says he's resumed shortwave DXing after a few years, such as this. Peru's Radio Tarma on 4774.90. Heard May 19th from 0105 until off at 0202 with fast Latin American ballads and a romantic song. Presumably an ID at 0200 before the carrier went off. Also heard on May 27th from 0101 until closing at 0201. On May 27th, I confirmed that FEBC Philippines had moved as planned to 9275 for the Chinese broadcast at 10 to 16. I was hearing it at 1325, but weaker than it had been on 9380. This opens 9380 again for All India Radio. And 9275, not to be mistaken, for WMLK, which used to own that frequency but is still silent. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the Voice of America program South Sudan in Focus in English, Monday through Friday at 16:30 to 17 UT. He is hearing via South Africa with a weak to fair signal on 11910 and a very good signal via Germany on 15180. Ivo Ivanov also reports a surprise new frequency for Radio Thailand World Service to Europe from Friday, May 25th between 18 and 2115 UT. It's 9920, replacing 9390, and including English at 19 to 20 and 2030 to 2045. And he adds that Radio Liberty via Thailand has made the same frequency change for their Uzbek hour at 16 UT. Another surprise new frequency is 9370 for WWRB with the Radio Monansi service to Uganda. I was hearing African music May 27th, Sunday, as early as 1326, actually 9369.962. But later talk in presumed Luganda, that replaces 15240, which was also off frequency to the low side, which had not been heard for a couple of weeks. It could be on as late as 21 UT, I suppose, on Saturdays and Sundays. Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, of the Nassau Flash Sheet, was also hearing this May 27th, but do not expect to hear any ID around the top of the hour, 1600. Dan Robinson says this is a huge story, technical breakdown at VOA. He's been tweeting about it, but you can read it about it in detail at bbgwatch.com. Remember Rick Wiles of the so-called True News? He was on WRMI for many hours, but gave up on shortwave in March of last year. But now, he's back. Ed Insinger in New Jersey first reported this, UT May 23rd at 0150, on a different station, WRNO 7505. That was during a segment called Next Tech News, but during the following hour it was more True News discussion. I was also hearing this May 25th at 0130 when it was Trump conspiracy wacko political discussion with someone else. True News, of course, really meaning fake news. Still going past 0205. Apparently this is the audio track of his two-hour TV show, replacing anything else on WRNO between 01 and 03. That is Tuesday through Saturday, not on weekends. You may recall that Rick Wiles also acquired from TBN the medium wave station on St. Kitts, 820 kilohertz, once known as Radio Paradise. But there's very little about that since he acquired it. I'm not even sure it's on the air, at least as of the WRTH publication deadline late last year. It was still a future plan. WTWW has been running 5085 sporadically late into the night. It was on UT Sunday, May 27th at 0553 when I found a talk show in progress. A guest believes there are bases on the moon and aliens visit Earth. Could it be the Hoagland show revived? No, it's something else. The host announced that he's on 5085 and an additional shortwave frequency tonight, 15815, which is just smoking in other countries, just blasting in. Well, certainly not here, nor would you expect it to from the middle of the night on 19 meters from Tennessee. So I wonder if that was from a different site such as Bulgaria. There was a break at 06 UT, and the program continued after some rambling ham radio ads by Ted. This was a longtime author about aliens around us. And the host of the show, Dave, has a WTWW address, so maybe it actually originates at that station. At least they have a 615 area code phone number. I tried the next night, and it was not on the air, nor the following night, so maybe it is on Saturday night's UT Sundays. Oh, the name of the show is Southern Talk at Midnight, so maybe it starts at 05 UT. Brand new 15815 is, however, on the air after sunrise, and booming in here when sporadic E helps it along, such as May 27th at 14:39. Can WTWWID amid music. It was on past 1600. Missing the next day, May 28th, Memorial Day, but heard again on May 29th in our mornings. You can compare it to WWCR just 10 kilohertz away on 15825. This is the first time, I think, that WTWW has ever broadcast on any band above 12 megahertz. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor, geomagnetic storm levels expected June 2nd with ANK indices reaching 28 and 5. Also active between June 1st and 5th, lowest A's and K's before and after those dates of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux varying between 70 and 72 through June 23rd. And so concludes another World of Radio. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week. This was 1932.